is the Lifted Life podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Okay, episode 15, social media limits.
Do you limit your social media, Tim?
No.
Next question. Why not? And is that really true?
Well, what I think I do, what I've caught myself doing and I try not to do, is I get in a loop. Mm-hmm. So I'll check Facebook real quick. Then like, oh shit, I need to hop over to Instagram and see if JP Sears has posted something. So I go do that. Then I go, oh, Twitter, Elon's probably posted something. I go to Twitter. By the time I'm done with Twitter, I'm like, what about Facebook? And I go back to Facebook. And next thing I know, I've completed the triangle about four or five times. That's when I look into limiting.
Yeah, because you're like, whoa, this feels out of control.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So we can come back to that. I think a lot of listeners can probably relate. I can relate. It's something that if I am when I catch myself doing it, I'm like, no, this can't be. And one of the main reasons I do want to talk about limiting social media is because when we are on social media, we're typically consuming content and we want to encourage you to be a creator in your life and not just a consumer. So there's that notion. There's the other idea that you had kind of talked about, because you actually took Facebook off your phone for a while. I mean, we all have, right? But you took it off for a nice long time and then you added it back.
Yeah, I was a late adopter to Facebook. I can't remember exactly when I put it on my phone. And then I found myself going through the cycles of Facebook itself. This was many years ago, and basically judging everyone and like looking at the judgment, or I saw it as judgment, and I just...
You were judging other people's judgment.
Yeah, and I could feel it where I'd read there like, oh, well, they didn't do this or they haven't done that. Or then I would look at people's posts and my own posts like, well, look what I've done. Look where I'm in the stadium right now. Look at this.
But here's the tricky thing, right? If you post only good stuff, it's like, yeah, look at you showing your highlight reel. And then if you complain all the time, it's like, look at you being so negative.
Yeah. And so there's... I quickly was like, I ain't any part of this. And I literally deleted it from my phone.
Mm-hmm. But you added it back.
Added it back. I joined a group. And that's how they, I guess, proctor the group, is they do it through Facebook groups.
A lot like the Lifted Life group. So we also proctor through Facebook. It's something I've been considering so seriously to change it, to move it. Actually, I already created a group off of Facebook. I just haven't told anyone about it because I just feel nervous to make that jump. But there's a big reason why. And the reason why is because when people go to Facebook, they literally get sucked into a loop. And I feel like it's a consuming, consumerism type of loop rather than a creation type of loop. And so I want to create an online community and space that encourages creation and action and is not just a place that literally sucks your time and energy. And so I feel like while Facebook is a really positive force for a lot of good things, it also can really be draining for some people. So, you know, I think these questions are just important to ask, like, do you limit your time on social media? Do you think you would like to limit your time more?
See, I think that's where I get a little hung up on it. Kind of, I feel like it's a victim mentality, like the Facebook's after us. They're locking us in and keeping us on here. They are. I know they are. That's what they're trying to do.
You just wait just a pretty second.
Everyone's responsible for themselves, and they have to realize, oh shit, I've been in the 30-minute loop where I just keep scrolling through my feed and they keep bringing me back in. They have to realize that themselves. Like, Facebook's not responsible for that.
But I think not as many people are quite as aware.
Okay.
They're not as self-aware and they don't understand what exactly is going on. But I think I mentioned it in a show's past, in an episode, and you know what I'm saying. And basically the coders, those sneaky programmers in the background, are designing Facebook in a way that's a lot like the Vegas slot machines, so that you literally are just salivating for another dopamine hit to come back for more. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that that's how it's designed, you bring this awareness and say, do I want to be a part of this? Yes or no? And I think that a lot of times it's just as simple as a habit to break. Like, you are bored and so you pick up your phone. And that's another really kind of big area that I wanted to touch on, is this idea of not allowing ourselves to be bored anymore. Because if we're waiting in line, we just check our phone. We just check our social media platform, whatever it is, whether you're a Twitter junkie, an Instagram,
Insty,
thank you. A Facebooky. It doesn't matter. You have your vice, right? And you're bored, and so you look, and then it stimulates you. But what's happening to our brain without this downtime? And I think that what's happening is ideas are not allowed to be fully formulated because we're constantly consuming and we're constantly getting stimulation. And there's some magic that happens in that downtime, in the being bored, when you wait in line or when you have 10 minutes and you just sit there and kind of think. We're not just letting ourselves sit and think anymore. We're literally using all idle time to be stimulated, and it changes our brains. And I think that's one of the main reasons people advocate for limiting social media usage is because of what it's doing to our brain.
I think that's interesting because I was just kind of going through what you're saying. And that's something that I try to do is as soon as I open Facebook on my phone, I immediately jump over to my group. I don't go to my news feed or try very hard not to look at it because I do get sucked into the highlight reel of my friends or so-called friends. But so I jump over to my feed. Well, just recently the
jump admin over to your story. No, it's the group.
You heard me.
Yeah, but you do that a lot. You use the wrong word, and I'm like, yeah, I know what he means. But all the lovely people at home don't know you quite well enough yet. You skip the feed and go straight for the group because that's really what you're...
That's what I'm getting on there for is...
Right.
But what was interesting is the admins of the group just recently, just yesterday, said, hey, this group is becoming like Facebook. All you guys are posting all your negative shit. Mm-hmm. You're bringing all your problems, which is fine if you bring solutions or how you intend to fix a problem. Mm-hmm. If you heard a bitch, go back to Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very interesting. Like, they caught it quickly and was like, hey, this is not what we're doing here.
We're going to have a language warning on this podcast. Oh, no. Some people, we want to hear from you. This is a show you'd like to listen to with your children because you're like, dang, I want them to live a lifted life too. Then maybe shoot us an email and direct those to Tim so that he can hear.
Yeah, good thing you caught me because I was going. I wasn't going all the way.
Right. So anyway, if you're going to bring your problems, sorry, I just kind of wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're acknowledging as well that Facebook can be very negative and people can get caught in that. And they don't want that for the group, which was nice that they called that out.
Right. So anyway, kind of back to the idea of allowing ourselves a little bit of bored time. You know, those connections in the brain are being formed when you allow them the quiet time to do so. And I think that, you know, while we're big advocates of meditating or mindful moments, that's when those connections can be made also, but also they can be made when you're just waiting in line and you do some mindful breathing and you literally just look around, you know, the grocery store while you wait in line. It's a wild concept. Now, I'm not saying that I always do that, but I try to sometimes, and it is interesting what you see when you just really are open to the idea that there's a whole world going on outside of your phone.
Yeah, the other day I was doing something where I don't remember the exact sequence, but I had my phone out and maybe I was watching something on my phone. Yeah, I think I was eating lunch. I had my phone set on the table and I was watching a video. And I guess I got to the point in the video where I wasn't quite as interested. And I reached in my pocket to pull my phone out to entertain myself because that wasn't very interesting anymore. Ooh. I'm like, holy crap, my phone is on the table.
See?
That was a little creepy.
What do you make that mean?
I need a second phone, I guess.
No, and I'm a big advocate, so I do not have a smartwatch of any variety, and I'm a big advocate of keeping my phone off of my body as much as possible, but I will put it in my fanny pack when I want to get some cleaning done, so there's that. I also turn off the cell phone data and the Wi-Fi if I already have my podcast downloaded, especially if all my favorite people are home with me and I know that nobody's outside of my home. If they're away from me, like for instance, if my kids are at school, I like to be able to receive phone calls without any fail. So this is where Tim and I differ. I think that...
Every inch of me squirms when you do that.
Well, it's okay. We can have different opinions and people at home
we can, but I need to do the research because I don't...
We're talking about EMFs here, people. What's that stand for?
Electromagnetic frequency.
Yeah, and there's some theories...
Electromagnetic field, not frequency.
Take
field.
That. There's some theory that it could be contributing to... anxiety, depression, these are things that we're targeting with the lifted brand. So if we're constantly surrounded by these EMFs, I don't know if that's the right way you use it.
This is a family show. You got to keep the...
So anyway, we this is an example of an area that we do not fully agree on, but he hasn't really researched it, and I've researched it more, and so I think he's going to be real sorry here in a little while when
intuition
he figures out.
Tells me that you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, look it up. So anyway, another reason to limit your social media usage or even your phone usage possibly is because you have a little device that's pulling in and sending out signals every which way, and signals coming in and out.
It's always sending and receiving.
Yeah. Well, I don't want that around me all the time. Do you? You do. But I don't. And
you don't. What is that saying? I'm an infinite being that sends and receives signals. You don't want to be that?
I don't want the robots to do that around me. I'll do it for myself. Thank you very much. So anyway, the idea of limiting social media usage, maybe we're even talking a little bit about if you're open to the idea that EMFs are happening.
I'm open that they're happening. Okay. I'm not open that they're harmful.
Hurting. Well, you don't know. That's what I'm... Look into it. Hey, everyone, look into it for us. Let us know. Send all those emails to Tim as well. So there's so many reasons that I feel like the limiting social media, for instance, if you do fall into that, compare and despair. Mm. I honestly, that's not one of my weaknesses. It's something that some people deal with. I have my own issues. So here's my reason I have to limit social media. Because people do post the main big things, a lot of times they are sad things that happen, and then I just literally get hit and I'm like, I'm down for the count because that hurts my heart and it's too much to carry, and okay, bye.
That's the Achilles heel of the empath, right?
Yeah, so I just take it all in. It's worse than the news, really, and I don't watch the news because I can't handle, you know, the suffering of strangers. And so Facebook's even worse than the news because they're not strangers in some capacity. I know them, and then now they're telling me about their struggles, and so then I literally carry it.
Well,
so
the
that's
thing
something
about the news is, you know that's coming. Like, you know when you turn, I haven't watched the news in years, but which is interesting sometimes because I have no idea what's going on in politics or the world. But you watch the news, you know that's coming. You know they're going to sensationalize it. They're going to give you something right. Like, someone was shot in your backyard, blah, blah. Like, that's what they're going to do. You know that's going to happen. On Facebook, it's a real person. Like, well, it appears to be a real person writing it, and you can empathize with them.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get you all
got
sad.
Y'all caught in the feels. No, but that's one reason I do limit it, because I find myself carrying the sadness of my Facebook friends. And that's not useful. I've talked about on the show before that when I, you know, carry that and then get to a lower vibration, I'm no longer able to shine as brightly, serve my people, be a positive, you know, member of society. And so I have to do what's necessary to protect that. And I think that some people say, oh, you know, are you just hiding? And it's not quite like that. It's literally just being protective of my energy. And so anyway, that's one, you know, comparative and despair is one kind of possibility. And for that, I've heard a really cool solution. It's when someone has something good happen to them, literally congratulate them, literally be happy for them, because you can't bring good things to you if you're secretly on the side, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, cursing the fact that they had a blessing, for instance. So instead, like, actually be happy for them. Here's a wild idea. Like, for anything that the good that happens to them, they also have their struggles. So when you can see, wow, this is something great that's happening for them, be happy for them, say something positive, and then move on. So that's, you know, to beat the compare and despair is stop comparing and see that there's plenty of good for everyone.
Something that I've done with that is there's been times where, you know, you see that and what you're saying, and I have the feeling of like, well, of course they did that, or why did they get that, or they don't deserve that, or whatever the reasoning is. And I've always looked back on it and thought, you know, why do I feel that way? What triggered that? And 99% of the time for me, it's jealousy.
Right.
Like, I wish I had that.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thought recently has been, then go get it. You don't have to put them down. We both can have it.
Or them having it is just further proof that someone can have it. Now I'm going to get it. Now it's my turn to create this.
Another example that I love to use is that someone I play soccer with was complaining about how tired they were. They worked a double shift and they were so tired. And another guy said, I'm tired too. And he said, you can't be tired. I worked this, 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 and this. And he turned to him and said, hey, we both can be tired.
Right.
And it's the same thing. You both can have what you want.
Right. But I don't want to be tired. I won't fight for that suffering.
That's true.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, we've touched on this idea of compare and despair. We've touched on the idea of literally, you know, being caught off guard by the depth of emotions that others are experiencing, and maybe that slows you down. There's also the idea that the way the social media platforms are programmed is kind of designed to keep us coming back for more, spreading out when we get our notifications so that each time we come, that little red, you know, notification number's there, so we keep coming back. And basically, like what I said before, is the idea of being a creator of your own life experience and not just a consumer of what's going on around you. And to me, that's the number one reason to consider limiting your time on social media. There's also some other kind of fascinating things about when you're constantly checking your phone and the dopamine hit that's created, and then it literally wires your brain for more of it. So, I mean, you will start to feel like you're addicted. Like,
well, it's your body literally creates a chemical that when you release a dopamine, then your body literally gets addicted to it and needs or desires it to come. So,
right. And so how do people break that addiction? Tim?
Limit the EMFs, I guess. I don't know.
No, stop. Okay, here's what I would say. We don't break habits, we replace them.
Yeah.
And so instead of reaching for your phone, you have to have something else at the ready. And so maybe it's 10 deep breaths with a longer exhale than an inhale. Or maybe it's to spot 5 interesting things that you could write a story about. Now, I know you're not a story writer, but I do find that thinking like a writer makes life so much more interesting, because you're literally taking in the world in a totally heightened way. So being a creator is someone that is looking at your experience and weaving a story versus just a consumer of the stimulus. So
I think I block out certain times where there's just no, I try to do no technology at all. I think the first 2 hours of the morning, I don't do any technology. Maybe I should do in the evening, probably not as much. But I mean, do you think that's the same thing, or are you actually saying like days or?
No, I think that's wonderful to block out just, you know, an hour or two where your brain knows that it's not going to get that. Mm-hmm. It's so tricky. Like for us, we don't have a home phone, and so it's my main communication device as far as, you know, texting with my mom or my sister or about cousins or about whatever. And it is it's a weird world that we live in, where this little device that's next to us holds all of these things. But I do think it's good for, you know, to set a time and say, okay, I'm going to do 1 hour of just being here where I am. And if it's really important to you that you were maybe texting with someone and they were expecting a text back, you can let them know, hey, I'm getting ready to do a 1 hour text and tech break. See you on the other side. Maybe if there's people that you literally, you know, feel like might be worried about you if they don't hear from you, kind of set yourself up for success, and then maybe even put it in a new place, like get a shoebox and put your phone inside of it, or something physical that allows you to see, okay, this is me taking a break.
I think we both do the silence mode. We both have iPhones, but where you can silence the phone and nothing comes through, no notifications come through, unless you can say there's certain people that if they're calling, it's an emergency, or if they call twice in a row, it lets them through. Mm-hmm. That's been pretty handy for me, or useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. So, this was just kind of like our first round talking about social media. This is a tricky topic because we run our business platforms on social media. Like, we run Facebook ads to get awareness towards our brand. There are people who have said, please don't leave Facebook. If it wasn't for Facebook, we wouldn't have found you, and we love you. You're so positive and amazing, and your probiotic has changed our life. And I mean, seriously, I know that sounds kind of extreme, but we've had people say that. Yeah. And so it's like, okay, I'm not going to leave Facebook. I'm going to continue to advertise to you and bring you to me. But once you're in my group, I feel like with great power comes great responsibility, Spider-Man. We've got to do something to help these people, bring awareness to the fact that we're becoming robotic consumers and we're losing our edge of creation. I'm getting jazzed.
So that's where I get hung up, because I agree with what you're saying. I agree to bring awareness to it. But if it's not here, it's somewhere else. If someone has an addictive personality, they're going to get addicted to something.
I think we're all becoming addicted to our phones and to Facebook. I don't think you can say, and some people who are more easily addicted to things are going to maybe struggle more. But I think regardless, to me, it's about the platform. So if the platform lends itself to, you know, getting distracted by things versus I don't know. I mean, I know what you're saying. So we have our Facebook page, which is where we, you know, lure in new business. We also have our Facebook group, which is where we try to, you know, create a sense of community and encouragement. And that is the group that I'm considering moving off Facebook. But it's just tricky because I know it's so easy to get people to come together on Facebook because they're already there. And here I am saying, hey, I know you found us on Facebook and I know you're already there, but why don't you come over here, because we don't want you to actually spend so much time on your phone and we don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a part of the solution. So it's tricky. And then there's Instagram, which I think is really fun and lovely. We haven't done as much work to grow our Instagram following. So be sure to go follow us over there at Lifted Naturals. And we'll put that in the show notes. Is it always in the show notes?
Yeah.
We'll put it at the top of the show notes. make a note. because it's fun and it's, you know, based on more imagery. And I know it's just Facebook's little cousin, but
like, please disclaimer before you get all the emails like, you know, Facebook owns them. Like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, there's a different vibe there. And then if you're interested in joining our group and joining a group that's off Facebook, I would love to hear from you too, because, you know, that's something we're working on is, and I say we, I'm just really trying to decide if I want to make that jump. And it's not final. It's just, it can be something we try out together, say, hey, what's it like if we meet on this group over here? That's an online platform that encourages community and action and support and that sort of thing. So let me know what you think about all that jazz. And yeah, I think that's about a wrap. What do you think?
Didn't pick on Twitter, so I guess we'll let them slide today.
Well, that's a whole nother beast. That's like a battleground over there. I mean, you post a tweet, it's gone in 17 seconds. If people loved it, if they hate it, it doesn't matter. It's just move on, next thing. I don't know. It's a whole nother world, too. Maybe something we'll play around with a little more in 2019.
Musical.ly's gone. I guess you could go to, what's that, TK?
TikTok.
TikTok.
We're showing our age here.
I know. We get our daughter up here to explain.
Okay, so if you enjoyed the show, make sure you tap on that rating and review. That helps us so much for new people to find us. And also go over to liftednaturals.com to see a little more about what we are all about, a small family-run business with a passion for helping you feel better. Take care, guys, and see you next week.
Bye.